Miss J. Wilde representing the defendant, Your Honor. Yes, that's right. This is my first time in Cum Court. I am fully aware of the rule, Your Honor. Now the court is in session, any and all women within these four walls are automatically considered for use, and therefore any man here can do as he pleases to me until the hearing is over. Yes, Your Honor, I have studied free use law extensively. I am well aware of Clause 3.2, requiring all free use women in a courtroom to narrate all sexual acts that occur to them, so that the court proceedings are accurately logged by the audio recording. Don't worry, I know what I'm doing. My client is a 27-year-old female who, like many other young women, was randomly assigned to free use duty this year. The prosecution will allege that she failed to fulfill her legal duty to comply with any sexual demand made of her to the best of her abilities. However, my client pleads not guilty. Let the record show that the bailiff has pulled up my skirt, exposing my panties to the court, and he has also ripped off my suit jacket and blouse, completely ruining them in the process, and exposing my black lace bra. And also that the prosecuting attorney has approached the defense desk in order to squeeze my breasts. Yes, that's right, Your Honor. Not guilty. Over the course of this proceedings, I will demonstrate to the court that the defendant had clear legal justification for her refusal to follow the orders given. Oh, right, yes, I thought you might ask that. Ever since the law change mandating that only women can represent cum court defendants, the vast majority of defendants have indeed been forced to represent themselves, as female attorneys are generally unwilling to purposely put themselves in a position where they are treated as free use by their colleagues and peers. So you're surprised to see me here. No, sir. I am not here because I'm some sort of nympho slut. I'm here because the outcome of this case is of utmost importance to me. Bisexuals, actually. Not lesbians. But you are correct. The defendant is my wife. Please, sir. It is best to address all complex questions like that to me. As required in Section 4B of the Cum Court Charter, my client is gagged with an extra-large penis gag, and as such can only make muffled grunts. Yes, I will narrate on her behalf. The prosecuting attorney has moved on from my breasts and is now in the process of disrobing my client from her orange inmate's jumpsuit. As protocol, she is not wearing any underwear. As you wish, Your Honor. I will henceforth use lewder and more varied words when referring to anything sexual. Right away, sir. Let the record show I am removing my bra to expose my, hooters as instructed. Sorry, Your Honor. I'll make sure to keep the rest of my opening statement short. My client works at our local Quickie Mart. As you will no doubt be aware, free-use servants cannot be fired as long as they perform their employment duties to the best of their ability, alongside their sexual responsibilities. The prosecution alleges that my client prioritized her employment duties over and above her free-use duties, which would indeed be a crime. But today, I will demonstrate to the court that my asshole. The bailiff has put two fingers inside my asshole. The prosecution is doing the same to my to my client. The law clearly states that a free-use servant must consent to all sexual demands made of her unless such an act would result in non-trivial risk of harm to her or another person or animal. There's three fingers in my ass, moving in and out. Let the record show that the bailiff is using his other hand to cut my bra straps with scissors to ensure that I have to ride the subway home topless. Almost out of time for my opening remarks already. Okay, well, let me just first explain how OSHA case law will become central to the... Oh. The bailiff has removed his fingers from my asshole and has placed them in my mouth. And furthermore, his erect penis is probing the entrance to my cunt. He has pushed inside and began to fuck my baby maker. Meanwhile, my client has been mounted by the prosecuting attorney, his cock thrusting deep inside her slit. What? What? Out of time already, but I haven't No, Your Honor. I definitely do not want to be held in contempt of cum court. I understand. I shall remain on all fours and allow the bailiff to use my cock holster while the prosecution delivers his opening remarks. Objection, Your Honor. My client is not a whore. No financial transaction takes place when she allows strangers to use her fuckholes. Yes, sir. Let the record show that while I will be referring to my client as my whore wife for the rest of this hearing, I only do so in order to fulfill a sexual request and not as an assertion of objective fact. It would appear the prosecution is currently climaxing inside my whore wife's honeypot. Furthermore, the bailiff is emptying his load into my hot cum dump. As instructed, I will insert this large vibrator into my twat to help keep all the bailiff's baby batter inside until such a time as my whore wife is ungagged and can eat it out of me, or until such a time as my minge is needed for use again. And, sir, I will begin cleaning your cream pie out of my whore wife's beaver with my tongue right away. All clean. 30-minute recess? Already? No, of course not, Your Honor. Yes. Yes, Your Honor, that means my whore wife will be ungagged, though, doesn't it? So she can consume the man cream inside of me, and I can remove this vibrator? Yes. You'll be keeping her mouth busy the entire... Okay, I understand. So I should... Will I have to keep it on maximum power? Okay. See you in 30 minutes. Let the record show that the judge is retired to his chambers with my whore wife, and the other court attendees are in the break room. I have been instructed to remain here with the audio recorder, keeping the vibrator inside me turned up to high, and make sure to announce all orgasms out loud while keeping count. I can do this. I can do this. Oh.